Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Station.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, with a few exceptions. Remember, this was exciting and entertaining, but not super informative. So just enjoy. Enjoy. This is for entertaining purposes. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. And we're just talking about general topics of law. This hour is going to be kind of fun. It's kind of the final hour's best because we just blow through things, right?
That's true.
We just fly through, you know, some other very interesting things. We're going to talk about a lottery lawyer, the lawyer that claims he's the lottery lawyer that represents lottery people that win the lottery. He's going to be doing some jail time. We're going to tell you why. We're going to talk about Native American tribes, the issues of adoption of children, and they win a big one in the Supreme Court. Bill Cosby, you know, the guy's just getting sued again, and we're going to go into that. Georgia man sues Facebook. Why and what happens? And then we're going to talk about how are you going to, you know, your Google search users can now claim part of a settlement. How do you do it? And then we've got many, many more. I'm going to talk about Rust again. Believe it or not, that thing will never end. The Rust movie that's continuing to be shot now in California, right? I believe in California. In California, they're finishing up that movie. We're going to talk about issues about, you know, the individual that was supposed to be in charge of the handguns, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. What people are claiming, or at least the prosecutor is going to try to claim, and her denial of such. And then, boy, we can just keep going and going, but we have the most important thing that happens hour three that we do not want to sit around for is the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Sensitive topic alert. This may make you uncomfortable. I just want you to be aware of that before we start. Ava was 11 years of age when she appeared in Playboy and Hustler magazines with no clothing. She later became an actress and a director and an activist against the exploitation of children. The pictures of Ava were taken by her mother and sold by her mom to the magazines. Mommy kept all the cash, Ava kept all the embarrassment and the shame. Later in life, as an adult, Ava decided it was time something had to be done, so she wanted to take legal action against her own mother and against Playboy and Penthouse. I said Hustler earlier. I meant Penthouse. I'm sorry. She wanted to sue the magazines and her mom as well. Fred, case or no case?
People would be put in jail nowadays. That right. Had to be back in the 50s, I bet.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, probably in the 50s when, I don't know, when did Hustler, it was in Playboy or Hustler, which one? Do you remember? You don't remember which?
It was in both.
It was in both. It was Penthouse, not Hustler.
Penthouse, I'm not sure. Not
Playboy and Penthouse, yes.
Penthouse. When did it start, Tom?
I have no idea when either of those started.
When did you start ordering?
But I know that we're not supposed to use our smartphones and looking up.
I'm looking up Penthouse.
Well, Marilyn Monroe was the first Playboy.
No, I want to look up. I want to see. Penthouse started in 1965.
There you go.
So.
Had to be after that.
But isn't that crazy? Even the 60s, did they even allow such a thing?
Oh, I have a couple. You're going to give extra points if you can name the mother. Or the daughter?
Yeah.
Do it.
So the answer is yes, and it is a case. There's no doubt this is going to be a case, and she brought action, and I hope and pray she won against Playboy Penthouse. The mom, what is the mom thinking? Todd.
All right, Mr. Kunin, case or no case?
So you said it's a case? Yeah. And she wins.
What year was it that she was?
I'm looking at my story here to see. I really do not know, but it was a significant time ago, well before Me Too, well before all of it.
I'm going to side with Fred that it was a case, and that she was, and I'm going to say it was a case. I don't know. I'll just stick with the fact that it was a case. I was thinking maybe it was a case that was one of those when California reopened the statute of limitations, it did allow her to file the lawsuit, which if she had tried to file it in the 80s or 90s, she wouldn't have because the statute might have run, but she was able to file it. And I'm going to go with still pending.
Okay, fair enough. Of that. Denise, what do you say? Case, no case? If so, what's the outcome? Remember, we have two people on the I'm Being Sued side, the magazines and the mummy.
I'm going to say it's a scenario, but not a case. And the reason it's not a case is because her mother was that famous photographer that took pictures of children nude that was deemed to be art by the U.S. Supreme Court and not pornography.
Wow, that's good, Denise. That's a good answer.
Yes.
It's wrong, but it's good.
It's wrong. Oh, there was actually a person that the Supreme Court held that she took pictures.
Her name's Anne
Leibowitz, right?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I've heard about her.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the story.
All right, let's tell the story.
This is a case.
Good.
But the magazines were not affected in any way. Times were much more permissive back then for the European Playboy European Penthouse, apparently. As far as the actual case, a Paris court ordered Irina Ionescu, Ava's mother, Ava Ionescu, to hand over €10,000 to her daughter, about $14,000, and all of the explicit photographs she took of her child between the ages of 4 and 11, and all of the negatives. So, tough subject. But that is the case, and the subject of the photographs is the one who won. So if you said it was a case,
so it was a case.
She won.
She won against the mom.
Yeah, but not against the magazine.
Not against the magazine. So I don't know. So it should have been a three-pointer.
It should have. So we'll do it that way.
So I get two.
Case and mom, you get a point.
I get one because I said one. Pending. Still, I didn't.
Oh, pending. So I get two. Todd gets one.
And Denise, you said
Zippo.
Okay. Well,
that is sensitive, and that's too bad. That's
and a true. Yeah, absolutely true story. That's and I was shocked. I said to myself, I was looking up, you know, just unusual cases, and I thought, wait a minute. In Europe, they said that was okay?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I didn't think about the glitch it could be in Europe.
Yeah, who would? Next time we get together, by the way, our case or no case will surround a famous American president with a penchant for writing graphic love letters.
That's
next time. Mm. No, not most a graphic love letter. Nicknames for body parts, the whole deal. It's really
That kind of graphic.
Yeah, graphic, not cartoons.
No, I thought like poetry.
Ben Franklin was never president.
good point. Anyway, that is case or no case for this week. Thank you for listening to us on Radio Law Talk.
So on June 15th, two lawyers, Jason Kirtland and Christopher Cericchio, I don't know how to say his name, were sentenced as lawyers for people who won the lottery. They put themselves out, especially Jason Kirtland put himself out as the, quote, and I say lottery lawyer, where he had had clients that came to him that had won the lottery. And wait till you hear how big. Don't forget, there's lotteries you can win $1,000, $2,000, whatever.
Millions.
Millions, but you can. Believe it or not, there's a lot of winners that are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We'll be back. I'm going to talk a little more detail on why this guy's doing prison.
If you play the lottery, you'll want to listen to Radio Law Talk, the next segment with Fred, Todd, and Denise. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call it.
Is this real life? Oh, stop it.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So continue on. The trial was August 2022 in New York of the lottery lawyers, and they were found guilty of wire fraud, honest service wire fraud, whatever that is, I don't know what that is, money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering. The Jason Kirtland, who was the main lawyer, was sentenced to 13 years in prison, and Christopher Churi, I don't know, Chiricchio, 5 years in prison. Hold on a second. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Thank you. The interesting thing is, between 2018 and 22, this Curlin attorney, you know, was, this was a Long Island law firm in New York, but he got these lottery people, when they won the lottery, they needed lawyers. And they do. They usually need a lawyer. They need consultation. They need advice, what to do. And that's kind of what he portrayed himself as not only do I give you advice, I give you I mean, he was giving them financial advice, which was, you got to be careful of. You hear, here's a financial advisor, go talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to be very careful as a lawyer, conflicts of interest. You don't get your clients to invest in your company, especially a company that is you're going to make a lot of money on and that you've been receiving, I'm going to say, kickbacks on for bringing their lottery money into it. At least disclose it. Even then, you got to do more than that. You just stay away from that, right? But there's got to be disclosures, and they should at least be signing off. Every state's different. But what one of the lottery winners, he had multiple lottery winners come to him. One of them won a jackpot of $1.5 billion was one of his clients.
Wow.
The other client won $247 million on a Powerball jackpot, and the third one won $150 million jackpot. So these they're victims, basically, and the law firm charged hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. And do what? Well, give them advice, for one thing, and, you know, help them go through, you know, give them advice as to the people that are going to be surrounding him, et cetera, et cetera. But he had him invest in things that he co-owned, and he didn't even tell him, oh, yeah, I co-own that, and was getting kickbacks. That's what, you know, Curlin was doing. But it's interesting how, you know, they found texts from this Curlin, this attorney, to, you know, when he retained his one of his first big lottery victims, he texted this individual and said, quote, I have to figure out how to have this get to us, talking about the money, right? How do we get that, right? Or let's see, retain the first victim. How do we get this to us, you know? Stuff like that. I mean, he invested $5 million in he had them invest $5 million in one of his business, right? But anyway, that's kind of what happened. So these lottery individuals, and you think, oh my gosh, that's nothing, lost in excess of $80 million, according to the argument by the prosecutors, as well as additional $19.5 million that they claim he stole from one of the lottery victims. That's a lot of money.
That's crazy.
That's almost $100 million, basically, round numbers. So they're going to jail. Curlin was ordered to pay $64 million in forfeiture, in restitution. And the other guy, Chiricchio, was ordered to pay $26.5 million in forfeiture and $30 million in restitution. There's so many zeros here. It's crazy. But, they basically saw these people coming in with money and said, hey, they didn't have to work for this money. I'm not saying this is what they say, but I could see this thinking, you know.
How do I transfer that money to me?
How do I get that? How do I get that money? And again, the jury found him guilty and they're going to prison. I'm sure they're going to appeal it, and so they have the right to appeal, and so we got to be careful. I always say, innocent until proven guilty, but they were proven guilty, but they still have appeals going, right? So, apparently they were living high on the hog. They bought a yacht, you know, Porsches. You know, they lived the high life. And, by the way, I don't mind. I think that's okay if someone's living the high life. I think it's okay they buy Porsches and yachts and stuff. But don't go out and, you know, steal from these lottery winners'
You know, Fred, all a fisherman needs is a fish, and they saw a bunch of fish out there and said, I'm going to go get them, you know.
They didn't do that. They went over to the fisherman next door, his boat, and offloaded all his catch and put it in their boat. That's what
there
they
you
did.
Go. Well, I'm saying the bad guys say, oh, there's a fish out there. I'm just going to go get it by whatever means. Yeah.
I know. Supreme
How do you protect
Court,
yourself?
Yeah, I know. Supreme Court delivers a win for Native Americans. How'd that happen?
That's a very interesting case.
Yes.
Back in 1978, the Indian Child Welfare Act was enacted to keep Native Indian children with their tribes. What was happening is a lot of times the parents would die, or maybe they were neglectful, or maybe it was just made up.
Can I interrupt you there,
yes.
please? I remember living through this. As a child, I remember a lot of people in my neighborhood and people that we knew were adopting American Indian children.
It was a big deal before 78.
It was.
And so when private adoptions now occur, they have to first determine any adoption, actually. It could even be a step-parent adoption. But they need to find out whether or not the child has Native American blood. Because if they do, then they have to determine who the tribe is. And the tribe has the first right to adopt that child. It's called ICWA, and it is a real thing. And I deal with that very often. And happened is it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. This a couple in Texas, they had adopted a Native American child, and there were a couple of lawyers that joined with them, and they went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, ICWA is good.
Right.
We're upholding it. You two lawyers, you absolutely have no standing to challenge this.
Right.
And neither, on certain issues, neither did the adoptive parents, because their adoption went through. It wasn't that they lost the adoption. So it was a very interesting case, but they did get to the substance of the act.
All right, we'll be back for more Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News
news update. We begin in the Middle East this half hour, where the IDF says soldiers shot and killed three Israeli hostages by accident in the heat of battle in Gaza. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. This occurred in a combat zone where soldiers frequently encounter terrorists and suicide bombers.
We are watching a potentially powerful storm churning toward the East Coast. It will be very wet in Florida, where flooding expected, and then the system moves up the East Coast to the Carolinas and heads to Virginia and Washington, D.C. This all coming as many people booked on flights to head home ahead of Christmas, and many folks planning road trips to visit family and friends. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Wonder what it's like to be one of the most successful, famous African-American men in the movies and on TV. Just the, you know, remember Fat Albert? I loved Fat Albert. I used to watch that. Bill Cosby, I'll be honest with you, was my idol. I had all his albums. All of his albums. Remember, he used to put the comedy albums out?
Yeah, and I saw him in person in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, you tell me that. Yeah. And he is so funny. And it was clean, right? It was clean stuff. He is so funny. I will never forget that the one I always would listen to was the one about when he's having the baby and his wife's having the baby and their whole scenario of when she, the water breaks and they got to go to the hospital. No. The water doesn't break. I don't know, whatever it is. And they got to get in the Ferrari and drive to the hospital. You know, the whole thing is, dear, not in the Ferrari. Not in the Ferrari. I can't. It was just funny. The way he does things, the way he said things. Just crack up.
Him and his brother in the bed.
Oh, yes.
And they draw that line down. I can so relate, my sister and I.
Yeah.
That's us. We pull the cover, my side of the line. And then father comes in and it's over.
Well, here's the thing. The key is it, and the reason I say this, those of you who are anti-Bill Cosby, look, I'm just talking about my childhood growing up, and that was the simple life. It was very clean, and it just brings me back to happy times, right? And it's sad to see what's going on right now. He's 85, and now because Nevada opened up the a brief window for a statute of limitations on sexual assault cases, he's being sued.
So, Fred, when you talked about your childhood, What years are we talking about? What years would constitute your childhood? Oh, what, 1969 to...
60s and 70s.
60s and 70s. Okay, so listen to these dates. 1969, 1979, 1981, 1982, 1984, 1989. Okay, that covers like the year after my birth to when I was 21 years old. And those are the dates of alleged offenses that Bill Cosby is now facing in lawsuits filed in the state of Nevada.
How do you defend yourself?
Exactly, based upon Nevada lifting the statute of limitations for sexual assault cases. It used to be a 2-year statute of limitations. It filed within 2 years of the incident. Now, and look, I don't say this to try to say, well, you know, once you get past a certain amount of time, you know, they ought to be scot-free and poor Bill Cosby. If he's guilty of this stuff, I mean, that's terrible stuff, and there are a lot of victims out there. But what you said there, Fred, was so important when you said, how do you defend against that? How do you go back to those dates?
How
69.
Memories fade. Evidence
people are dead.
Is gone.
They're dead.
Yes, witnesses die. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I remember during this period of time when they extended the statute of limitations for children previously, and that was because as a result of what was called recovered memory syndrome, right, where that people are getting therapy and they like had these memories that were drawn out, you know, through in the therapy process and all of that. And I don't think I agree with extending the statute of limitations. I don't know. I think it's really
scary.
You know,
and the thing is people need to understand there's a couple reasons why you have a statute of limitations, and it's not so that bad actors have a finish line that if I just get to that then I'm okay. It is because as time goes on, memories fade, and without a statute of limitations and taking that into consideration, you are going to run into situations where people get accused of things that didn't happen because memories got faded and they got mixed up. A big example. Now, a huge example of this is Bob Dylan recently was facing sexual assault allegations for things that happened either the late 60s or the early 70s. And they finally get the alleged victim pinned down to a certain time and say, okay, that's the time that you said. All right. Here are the invoices from the hotels I stayed at in Europe while I was on tour during that time. And then they had to
go way back then and get the invoices from that far back.
And then they had to come back. Well, she might have been, it still happened, but she might have been mistaken. It's the time, it was here. It's like, look, that's why we have the statute. Yep. He's got that defense built in. It's tough, but...
Nailing jello, yes.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby is now going to have to face charges.
I think it's still civil, isn't it?
It's civil.
It's civil. He's going to have to face those allegations.
They're coming after him for money, for damages.
69-89.
In essentially, he said, she said cases, I mean, with a lower burden of proof.
And
than
people are dead,
case.
Cal. The witnesses, they would say this didn't happen, and I was with that lady. Some of these women are in their 70s. It's like, what?
You know,
how do you defend yourself?
We just circulated a picture that was from 2017 at the beginning of our show when we first started. And all three of us were wearing these silly hats, and we could not remember why.
Or what happened?
I mean, look. That's
And what if the silly hat people said, "I'm going to hold them accountable." Fred wore a hat; he didn't look good in it. Or Cal,
but
whatever.
1969, Cal. This is just seven
crazy.
Years ago.
Yeah,
1969, Cal. That's crazy.
Where a victim of an alleged victim of a sexual assault would say, "Well, you know what? That was pretty traumatic. I remember."
And
that.
I get that.
I get that. But I also don't get how we, as a society, can say,
"Can
you bring up something this late?" Sure, go ahead.
Well, but I'm saying it's not that. It's not these individuals that very may well have happened. I'm not saying it didn't.
I'm not questioning that.
But I'm not questioning whether it. But the question is, where does it end? It's we call that slippery slope in legal terms. And so, where does that end? Does everyone from the 1960s? Does someone can bring up allegations and just that's it? 1969, it happened. You know, I don't know.
Just imagine how overwhelmed our courts are. They go through COVID and all the statutes are being extended because of COVID and the disaster that COVID was, how it impacted the courts. And now they're getting this kind of case as well. I mean, the courts are going to be really overburdened by all this as well.
Yeah. And it's something that he's going to have to face, and he's going to have to pay for, because let's face it. Let's say in each one of those, I think there's like 9 alleged incidents in each one. Let's say he's able to come up with a defense to prove alibis and that this didn't happen and stuff.
Oh, from 69, how would you?
But let's just say for the sake of arguments.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say for the sake of arguments that he's able to do that.
Yeah.
He's got to pay to be able to do that.
Exactly.
It's going to take a long time to be able to do that, and there's going to be a discovery process. And at the end of it, you know.
So you're saying the cost of defense is just as burdensome, perhaps, as the cost of being proven guilty, Todd? Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Well it's proven liable.
Yeah.
Proven liable. And,
you know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, here he is, 85. I'm going to go out and watch some, you know, do some fishing. And that ain't going to happen.
Nope.
Ain't going to happen. So, all right, Denise, now a Georgia man suing Facebook. Why is Facebook being sued?
Because he was denied access to his account and to the personal photos that he had in that account. So he terminated his account. There was no reason that he did it. He just terminated it. And he had tried to work with them, or they tried to work with him to try to rectify the situation. And he said, no, I'm going to sue you. I want my pictures back. I don't want it. And I think this was prompted in part by Meta making Facebook to where you have to sign this agreement that if you post anything on it, it becomes property of Facebook as well. So you're sharing it. It's not just yours anymore. And he wins at the lower court with this. And he wins not only because he was locked out completely, couldn't reopen the account, but he wins because it had his personal information on there. And then they deemed that he had violated their standards on child sexual exploitation, and they stopped him. They literally blocked him from having any access to anything. So this is an interesting one. No doubt it's going to be...
It's
going to be appealed. This is just the lower court. And
State? Do you know how a state?
Yeah, the judge ordered him ordered Meta to pay him $50,000.
But what state? Is this in California?
It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
It's in Georgia.
That's right, Georgia. We brought that up.
So there are a lot of cases now coming out about personal information versus public information.
That's crazy.
That's getting gained on the Internet.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Google searches and how you can maybe get some money from that issue. Danny Masterson, we got the Rust we're going to talk about. We've got Quick Takes. And then we're going to wrap it up for Father's Day tomorrow, man. Happy Father's Day, Todd and Cal. It's going to be a wonderful Sunday. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
This is no fun.
I'm me at this time.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Just remember, if you want to continue to listen to us or you want to listen to old shows, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can go to our podcasts. We appreciate you listening to us. Appreciate all our affiliates. We really appreciate the listeners out there. We have a lot of great listeners. We get good emails at info@RadioLawTalk.com. We just finished talking about Facebook, but in the same realm, we also have another big company that's Silicon Valley, I call them company, Google. By the way, those of you who don't know, I have a little side note. I have an office down in Silicon Valley, down in Santa Clara, which I've had for years, and I'm down in the Bay Area quite often. And it's funny how people all over the country hear us talk or Google this and Yahoo and Facebook. I drive by Apple. I'm right at their campuses. In fact, I have a lot of clients that are there. I've been on the Apple campus many times. It's kind of cool because the Apple campus, Apple, Google, it's kind of all the same. They have these huge campuses. And prior to pandemic, you go to these campuses and people are working and collaborating, and they have these restaurants.
Amazing.
Amazing food. It's not like some cheap, it kind of looks cafeteria-ish, but these are good chefs that they hire for food. And I'm not talking like, oh, here's a bowl of cereal. Wonderful food from breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All employees for free. And I go there, and guests are allowed to eat there, too, at times. And it was wonderful food, huh?
Yeah, we're talking like, I think there's 7 restaurants on the Google campus.
Crazy.
That's in, where is that? It's outside of Santa Clara somewhere. Tesla has big, huge
bins in Fremont.
They have huge bins of cereal. That's what they provide their people.
Just some cereal. I could grab a thing of cereal and milk.
Yes. It's kind of funny.
That's
so you know what? There is a class action suit that just settled. It was from 2013 against Google. And anybody that has used Google as a search engine between October 25th, 2006, and September 30th, 2013, are eligible to collect money. And this Google search, what happened during that time was they would take your search and your information and they would sell that to third parties. And those third parties then knew how to market to you, knew what you were looking for, and all of that type of thing, right? And so that was deemed to be a breach of privacy. And so if you're interested, you can submit your claim. All you have to do is provide them with your contact information, physical address, and email, i.e. your private information, and you have to attest that you searched on Google between those dates.
That's so easy for everybody. Yes. Like, yeah, yes. Really.
And then you have to say, I want to be paid either by PayPal, Venmo, or some kind of a prepaid card. And you have to do this under penalty of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will get a number in your email and your confirmation code, and then you go back and you turn it in, and guess how much money you get?
Yeah, it takes you about 45 minutes to go through this paperwork.
27 cents?
$7.70 per person.
Now
guess how much money the lawyers made.
How much?
$2 million.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Thank heavens.
Nice.
Todd's going, well, now
actually, $2 million is not a lot.
Not very much.
People are thinking, that's a lot of money. No, it's not. If you're fighting Google, that's a fight. You know,
you can bet that when you sign that registration, you are saying, I waive any use of my privacy information by Google.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to jump into the Rust thing really quick. Rust, don't forget, that is that famous case that's been going on about Alec Baldwin, who, quote, accidentally shot the film, the cinematographer, beautiful lady, what was her name, Hutchinson?
Helena
Hutchinson. Yeah, Hutchins.
Hutchins.
That's right. Well, the issue, by the way, the involuntary, this is New Mexico, the involuntary manslaughter charge was dismissed in April against Baldwin, but they still continue to pursue a case that is the prosecutors against Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was the weapons supervisor that was in charge of the weapons. Now, the issue is, you know, was the discharge intentional, accidental, and what was a real live round doing on a prop, right? That was meant to just, they're filming it. Well, now the prosecutors are alleging that Hannah Gutierrez Reed was hung over the next day when this occurred, and they're alleging that she was a partier and a party animal the night before. She was partaking of, I believe they're gonna argue, alcohol and marijuana, and the evening before, and was hung over. And so obviously she's denying it and arguing that this, you know, their case is weak. They're just trying to find someone to to pin this on. It's not her. So she's got a preliminary hearing in August. She's denied this, and then we're going to have to see what happens. But that's the latest on Rust. We always try to keep you informed on the latest. Todd, you're going to talk a little bit about the
Danny Masterson. So really quickly, Danny Masterson was been on trial twice for the sexual assault of three individuals. In the first trial, ended in a mistrial with the jury on all three leaning towards acquittal. And then the prosecution retried the case in front of the same judge, and on the second trial, there is a conviction. So what changed? What was the difference? And it boils down to two key areas. First, you know, Masterson's defense has always been these women consented to the sexual acts, and the prosecution in the first trial had evidence they believed that the women had been drugged, which would have negated their consent, but the judge ruled that the evidence of drugging couldn't come in because there was no toxicology to support it. In the second trial, the judge let that evidence in so the jury can decide, even though there was no toxicology. And then the second thing, boy, does this sound familiar? The second thing that the judge let in the second trial that they didn't let in the first were new prior bad acts. Evidence that's something that Bill Cosby had to deal with. Evidence that he had done this to others even though the jury wasn't considering charges relating to those other victims. And this goes back to what I always say, be careful what you wish for. I think those are going to be two huge issues on appeal for this case, because it's not going to be very hard to show that it was prejudicial. Without it, he was hung jury. With it, he was convicted. Those are two pretty easy areas to look at as being the difference. We'll see how that turns out.
That's interesting. And then we got to touch base just really quick on the J.P. Morgan case that's going to work. They're supposed to pay. They've agreed to a settlement to pay these Jeffrey Epstein lawsuits, and this gets deep as to what happened here. But J.P. Morgan Chase is agreeing to pay $290 million to the victims in the Jeffrey Epstein case. We'll just so you know, that's we're in the middle of that. We're just saying this is coming up. So.
And one of the lawsuits was the U.S. Virgin Islands as a plaintiff.
Yes.
The other one was one of the purported victims of Epstein.
Yeah, and there's sovereign immunity questions, too. But anyway, we don't have time for that. Cascal, what time is it?
It's time for us to say, let's hear your quick take. Fred Penny, what's yours?
Oh, back on the banana on the wall art lawsuit. I've used some silver duct tape. I'm going to duct tape my old socks to a green board. Cal, I'm only selling them for $95,000. The other ones were $120,000. It's a deal. If anyone else out there wants to buy them other than Cal, give me a call.
I'm in.
Give me a call.
Give my checkbook. Todd, what do you think?
I'll do the banana and Google. Wouldn't it be interesting if the defendant, artist, filed for his $7 reward in Google and attest that he had used Google a long time ago to search wall banana art.
That a boy.
And then offered the $7 to Fred for his.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what I thought.
Denise, what do you think?
Well, this is a quick take for everyone. Happy Father's Day, guys, to my co-host, to our producer,
awesome.
And to all of our listeners out there that are fathers and grandfathers. You are loved, and tomorrow you will be honored.
Awesome. See you next week.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Denise. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Fred. Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next time.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly.
I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.